My name is Ben Greenfield, and on this episode of the Ben Greenfield Life Podcast.
It's really weird because you take that 20 minutes and you do it, and it's like magically you get a whole bunch of extra time in the day, and you're more peaceful, and you feel better. We look at DNA, and we look at all the different things that will help us to custom. Okay, here's the diet to choose based on this blood pattern, this DNA pattern, this urine. And, you know, they're a little bit more difficult to get your hands on. You know, but yeah, like a microdose of mushrooms, microdose of LSA, microdose of Wachuma. So I'll typically do a microdose at least once or twice a week, and it really, really seems to help out.
Faith, family, fitness, health, performance, nutrition, longevity, ancestral living, biohacking, and a whole lot more. Welcome to the show.
How is everybody doing? Good. What a turnout. Jeez. You know, I think we should get a little bit of energy flowing before we dive in. So we got room. We got space. Everybody stand up. We got room, yeah? Okay. I just want to do this because it's like my favorite way to get the energy going. And it's like this good little technique. It's just Tai Chi shaking. And what you do is you just kind of start to shake the body. And then, and this is going to sound super weird, but don't worry, everybody's doing it so we can all look like dumbasses together. Take a deep breath in and go, big smile as you do it, and deep breath in. And one more. And pull your right ankle over your left shoulder. No, I'm just kidding. All right, I need to find my little clicker here. Welcome to, I suppose, what's probably like the most narcissistic talk ever. Not only do I have my 19-year-old prom photo up there, but I'm talking about a day in my life, which I was kind of self-conscious talking about. I've never given this talk before because it changes a lot. You know, there's all the things. And so I wanted to give you guys kind of an updated little preview of all the things you can do to feel good. And, you know, I don't know if I want to give this talk, but people ask. You know, people ask. They want to know what kind of laser lights are you putting up your nose and what kind of suppositories are you putting up your butt and what kind of needles are you injecting into your arm. And some of you got that joke. So basically, I thought we'd just have fun. And we kick it with all the cool things that you can do. You don't have to do all the stuff that I'm going to talk about to optimize your day. But I at least want to help you understand some of the things that will make you feel really good. And if you do all this stuff, then you'll feel really good. And you won't have any money left in the bank. But you'll feel really, really good. I'll put resources. It's teeny tiny down there. But I know everybody's got 20/20 vision because you biohack your eyeballs. So it's BenGreenfieldLife.com/HOS22. I'll put like some show notes with, they call them show notes because I'm a podcaster. What do you call them? Resources. You know, like podcasts and articles and books and stuff where you could take a deeper dive on anything that I talk about. And then furthermore, because I suck at time management, I don't know if I'll allow enough time for Q&A today, but we're going to do a Q&A tomorrow. Tim, we're doing a Q&A tomorrow, yeah? And what time are we going to do that? Ish. Like it's okay. So look at your app or ask somebody other than Tim who knows what's going on here at this biohacking event. And so yeah, I love to answer questions. So don't worry if I don't have time to do stuff today. We'll do more questions tomorrow. And then right after this, I'm not trying to be an asshole and not say hi to people, but I'm actually going to boogie straight out because I'm going to go down to the book signing table. And I'm going to be down there, and I'll sign some books and stuff. We can talk there too. And so that's where I'll be after if you wonder why I'm boogieing out. It's either that or I have explosive diarrhea from all the collagen and the ketones and the weird 18 different kinds of coffee down there. All right. So the way that I really operate my life in terms of optimization, right, in terms of feeling good, is I look at the body as a battery, right? And really, when we look at all these things like photobiomodulation, red light, earthing and grounding, and heat and cold and water and minerals, a lot of these things, they're just restoring negative ions to our body, exposing us to frequencies, you know, 3 to 100 hertz to maximize the anti-inflammatory activity and the energy-enhancing activity of a lot of these natural native electricity sources. We look at things like vibration and sound waves and frequencies and light, like I mentioned, and you know, even spiritual energy and a lot of the quantum physics-based photons that we get exposed to. And it all comes down to this wonderful quote. I think this is a great quote by Tesla. You know, if you want to understand the universe, things in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. I mean, perfect example right outside the biocharger thing down there. You know, that's a perfect example. It's a Tesla coil and all these noble gases outside of it that get excited by the electricity in the coil, and you get exposed to radio frequencies and PMF and infrared light. And that's a perfect example of you know, frequency-based device that allows you to feel better. But everything I do, I'm looking, okay, so how can I charge the battery? How can I combat the evolutionary mismatch that I'm fighting, living in a post-industrial era? What kind of things can I do to restore my body back to health, specifically restore the electrochemical gradient across my cell membranes back to health, to restore the type of frequencies that I'm exposed to? Because we're fighting a battle. Like, all of us are fighting a battle. We don't want to feel good. Everybody in here wants to feel good, yes? Yes. And so these are the kind of things that we got to do, because a lot of your friends might say, oh, that's silly. You know, why are you wearing the light cap, and you know, why is your mouth all blue? And I mean, you can tell them, hey, look, like, we're living in an era that humans have not evolved or grown accustomed to be able to operate in and to feel optimized in. So we got to do these things to feel really good. And when you do, I mean, bottom line, what's the bottom line? Why do we do all this stuff? Anybody know?
Energy.
But why do you want energy? You feel good? Why do you want to feel good?
To change the world.
To change the world. Yes. 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 Winner. You get nothing. Actually, I am giving something away later on. So if anybody, you know, really raises your hand and has a witty comment, or, you know, throws a piece of rotten fruit, you might win. But yeah, we do these things so we can live out the purpose. Everybody has a purpose, right? How many of you have a purpose statement written down? Your ikigai, your plan de vida, what you're going to do, what rips you out of bed in the morning, right? And so that's why we do these things. So we can, it's not so we can live until 160 and ha-ha, I got more cars and more women and more men and more homes and mansions and more years. That's just all mental masturbation, really. Earmuffs, kids. But really what it's about, it's about maximizing your health span so you can help other people. So you help other people. That's why we're here. We're here to love and to help and support other people. So we gotta put on our body armor so we can get out there and actually make a change in the world, whether we're an accountant or whether we're flipping burgers or whether we're, you know, like Tim, we're bagging groceries at Salisbury. And so, yeah, everybody knows what your midnight job is, man. And so basically, that's why we do this stuff. That's why we do this stuff. So I'll break it up. So what we'll do is we'll go like early morning, and we'll go work day, and we'll go afternoon. We'll get into the evening, some of the bedtime habits. If we have time, like I mentioned, we'll do Q&A, and if not, we'll save it for tomorrow. So the early morning, it's beautiful. That's actually a field very near to my house. That's close to the walk. When you guys hear me like walking and talking when I'm doing a podcast, that's kind of like what I'm looking at, because I get no cell phone reception at my house, so I got to walk up a hill and walk by all these fields, butt-ass ugly, but I get through it somehow. And so the kind of things that I'm up to right now in the morning. All right, so I'm going to give you a tip that's amazing. It's like the best $11 that I've spent ever. I got one back in my hotel room. You can get these on Amazon or elsewhere. But I have a red headlamp next to my bed. Okay, a red headlamp next to my bed. Now, my room I use incandescent lighting in the house because that's the most natural lighting for the body circadian rhythm. In the bedroom, it is red incandescent lighting. In a lot of the rest of the house, aside from the master bedroom and the kids' bedroom where they're sleeping, it's all natural, slightly brighter incandescent lighting. But then when I get up in the morning, because we all know, I hope many of us realize at least, that the circadian rhythm starts when? Like when do you start to prepare your body for sleep? In the morning. So what you do in the morning is important. So if you want to phase shift your circadian rhythm because you're waking up at 4 or 5 or whatever, or you want to gradually give your body a little bit more of a hypocortisolic easing into the day, then you don't blast yourself with light early on in the day. So it's kind of funny. Like, I put on this red headlamp and I put on my red light glasses and I keep the red light function on my phone, and I even have the red light paper, and this cheap red light paper I bought on Amazon, I cover the light in the refrigerator, right? Because one of the first things I do when I get up is I do go to the refrigerator, I have a hamburger, I'm just kidding. I get my water and stuff out of the refrigerator. And so I'm just keeping the body in this nice kind of red light cave. I get up pretty early, like 4:45, 5 a.m., but it's still around 6 a.m. I just walk around with this little red headlamp. Such a good investment. You know, we're at the hotel. Last night I had to get up to go to the bathroom at like 2 a.m., and I put on a little red headlamp, and it just keeps your circadian rhythm from being disrupted. That's a new thing for me, and oh my gosh, like I said, it's like the best $11 that I've spent in a long time. Except for the massage with the happy ending in Thailand, that was also. But I think that was like 11:50. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. So I've interviewed a lot of these Ayurvedic physicians on my podcast. I've learned a lot of little things from them, and I don't do it all. But I go to the dentist sometimes. I say, well, what are you doing? Your gums are great. You use an electric toothbrush and the water pick, and are you getting your teeth cleaned every quarter? I'm like, no, I totally suck at the dentist. I know a lot of people like the dentist, right? But I'm not a big fan of the dentist, so I avoid going to the dentist. But they always tell me when I go, oh, no, your gums are so healthy, your teeth are so healthy. I do the coconut oil pulling or the oil pulling. There's a lot of companies that'll make like done for you oil pulling. Like Dirt is one example. You know what? Extra virgin olive oil works really well. Like a nice spicy pungent. You do that. You do the cough test. I did this last night at dinner. What's the name of the people who have the olive oil out there? Hunter-gatherer, yeah. You taste it and get a little cough, like a little spicy, pungent cough from all the flavanols and the polyphenols in it. Well, I'll do some of that, or I'll do some coconut. I'm not super picky on my oil. You just need a lipid, and you swish it around in your mouth for about 5 to maximum of 20 minutes. Once you get up to 20 minutes, you'll start to get some toxins kind of going back down the back of your throat. Fantastic way to get the oral health started at the beginning of the day. I do the tongue scraping as well. And do not ask me how the tongue's... Okay, so this is going to be kind of a dirty joke, but somebody once said, so how do you do the tongue scraping? And I go, oh, it looks like this. And they're like, and they're like, ha ha, gotcha. So you don't demonstrate the tongue scraping. But anyways, the tongue scraping, fantastic. Cleaning off the tongue, then you take a little sip of water and you swallow it, and according to Ayurvedic medicine, what that does is it kind of sends a message to your gut biome to wake up. So I do all three of those things super quick. I just go in the bathroom and the coconut oil pulling, usually the tongue scraping first, swallow a bit of water first, and then put the oil in, just swish the oil as I'm getting through the rest of my day. So that's great for oral health. Now for beauty, gosh, I learned half of what I know from Andy. I think Andy's around here somewhere. Andy Nilo from Ollie Tour. He's been up to my house a couple of times. He's taught me and my sons all sorts of cool things about beauty. But what I do is I do a derma roller. These are fantastic. So I do the derma roller on the face, and you can do the derma roller on the hair. And you don't have to do this every day. About once a week, though, I'll do the derma roller, and then I'll apply a clay mask. And it's funny. My whole family does this. My 14-year-old sons do it. It's great. They don't have the teenage acne or the eczema or anything. My wife does it. So we're all walking around the house on Wednesday mornings with our clay masks on. And if you can get in front of infrared light, and there's even a company named Higher Dose, and they make an infrared light face mask that you can wear when you have the clay mask on. And as far as like a done-for-you home beauty treatment that you don't have to go to an expensive beauty clinic to have done, it just works fantastically at making the skin nice and supple, helps with hair growth. Obviously, I'm training to be Santa Claus this December. It's coming in slowly, but it helped me with the beard growth. And so I do that once a week. But then the other thing, we were talking about this at dinner last night. I don't remember who I was talking about with, but we were talking about how to keep hair from graying and how to improve the skin health. And there's two peptides now that are kind of hot, and you're going to find them in a lot of beauty products. I kind of walked through the expo really quickly. Saw some beauty industry people down there. I didn't look at the labels of what of those snake oil supplements that they're hawking. No, I'm just kidding. what you want to look for is these two peptides, GHK copper peptide and C60. GHK copper peptide and C60. The GHK copper peptide is abbreviated GHKCU. And these are fantastic for the skin health, for hair growth. If you have a thinning hairline, men or ladies, if you want a beard, basically it's wonderful for just like restoring a lot of youthfulness and a lot of really, really great hair growth. And so GHK copper peptide and C60, I use that typically in the morning and the evening. And then the other one that I use nowadays is, aside from the Ollie Tora, which is the brand I use for the clay mask, I use the Greenfield Botanics. A lot of me ask me if I just started a skincare company. It's actually kind of funny because my Aunt Cindy, she lives down in Florida, and her and I got together, and she's got all these essential oils at her house and everything. We spent a few months. We made this like kind of like topical spray. I just sprayed some on my face before I came in here, and like a serum. And so that's the one that I use now. But it's, you know, just a blend of essential oils and all sorts of natural products for the face. But I'm a real, real big fan of doing something every day to really take care of the complexion, and it helps out tremendously, at least in my opinion. I don't look like I'm 80 years old yet, so I'm working on it. I'm working on the Benjamin Button look. Okay, so hydrate. This is, again, something I do, something I've trained my sons to do. We all get up in the morning. Does everybody do a big, big glass of water when you get up in the morning? Yeah, giant mason glass full of water. So what do you do to optimize that water? Well, hydrogen, right, selective antioxidant, absolutely amazing. I'll do 2 to 3 hydrogen tablets, 32-ounce glass of water in the morning, and I repeat this in the afternoon, usually about 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. That's actually about when I start to taper off a large amount of fluid intake because, you know, especially you guys out there, trust me, as you get older, you get up to pee more at night. I can tell you that right now. I always thought that it was just like unhealthy people, you know, prostate issues. I'm healthy as a horse, but now I get up to pee at night, so I'm careful with drinking too much later on in the day. But this big 32-ounce mason glass of water, you put the hydrogen in it, and then quinton, and there's a lot of good electrolytes out there. Protect is a good one. Element is a good one. I saw a few other brands down there, but I like quinton as a really, really clean, high mineral source. And that's the one that I use, these little quinton packets. Okay, and then the other things that I put in there are the Jigsaw Health makes something called Adrenal Cocktail. And I'm convinced that's one of the best ways to allow your adrenal glands not to become exhausted. It's a blend of vitamin C and minerals, and it'll help with the morning bowel movement a little bit too, especially when combined with this other stuff. But you wake up, you have the morning glass of water, a little bit of hydrogen. I've been kind of experimenting with this for a few years. What do you put in the morning glass of water? And this one you feel really good on. A little bit of hydrogen, a little bit of quinton, a scoop of this adrenal cocktail. The thing that you can do if you want to alkalize the body and offset a little bit of that acidity of the vitamin C, and there's a little bit of research that it may actually allow for better absorption of the vitamin C. I didn't write it up there, but just a little bit of baking soda. It's about a 2-to-1 ratio of the adrenal cocktail to the baking soda. So if you do like a teaspoon of the adrenal cocktail, do like half a teaspoon of the baking soda, and it helps to alkalize that drink. And also that's really, really helpful for the morning bowel movement as well. And then the last one, this is kind of cool. So I was you know, looking at all the NAD and the NR and the NMN brands out there, and they're great. They work fantastically. Many companies are combining the nicotinamide precursors with the sirtuin. You know, and the sirtuins kind of pair like turkey and cranberries with anything that has NAD in it to help your DNA to repair. Right, so doing a little NAD and some blueberry powder, or a handful of blueberries, or some resveratrol, or there's another really, really good one, better than resveratrol, I think, called pterostilbene. Those are all really, really great. But you know, those supplements, they can be kind of expensive. And I'm probably going to piss off anybody in here who's selling nicotinamide or NR downstairs. But basically, you can get a giant bag, like literally on Amazon, and you can put just a tiny little tip of a teaspoon in that morning glass of water, and the bag that you want to look for is niacinamide or nicotinamide. Niacinamide or nicotinamide. They're basically the same thing. You put a little bit of that in there, and I mean, that bag will last you for like 5 years. You know, it costs like $60 or something like that. So you're really paying pennies to upregulate your NAD levels. Now, the problem is, it doesn't do as good a job of upregulating what are called your NAD salvage pathways as these supplements do. So you got to upregulate your NAD salvage pathways. And the best way to do that, I was explaining this to somebody at dinner last night, we were talking about NAD. I said the best way to do that, and this is what I work in, a few times a week do a fasted morning exercise session that includes a little bit of high intensity exercise or weight training. Doesn't have to be every day, but if you do that 2 or 3 times a week, that's one of the best ways, in addition to a regular sauna treatment, to upregulate your NAD salvage pathways. And so you put a little bit of the niacinamide or the nicotinamide in the water, and then you do a little bit of the fasted morning exercise, and you're going to keep your NAD levels really nicely topped off. Now, I'm still a fan of the NAD. I'm going to get one tomorrow over here from the H2M alphabet soup something, but they're over there, and I'll get an NAD injection tomorrow, an IV tomorrow, but I'll do that like once a month or so, you know, to kind of top off the levels, and then all I do is this little bit of niacinamide or nicotinamide in the morning, and I'll do a little bit of the fasted exercise, and so my NAD levels just topped off and feel fantastic. So that's kind of what's going on with NAD right now. supplements. You know, I get so many questions about what supplements that I use. So first of all, I've begun using, and this is cool. You guys are going to see a lot more of this kind of making its way into the health optimization and biohacking and anti-aging sector. I use peptides, but there's a lot of really great research by Dr. Kavinsen out in Russia about these different forms of peptides. They're actually even smaller amino acid sequences than some of the peptides that you might be familiar with. Like, you might be familiar with insulin, of course, but many people are familiar with, like, BPC-157, an injectable peptide for injuries, or TB-500 is another great one. Oh my gosh, like an amazing fat loss muscle gain stack is one called tesamorelin in the morning, and then you stack that with one called ipamorelin, CJC-1295, in the evening. And these are injectable, you know, millions of diabetics inject themselves with insulin every year, so you can handle the needles. It's not too hard. You do a little pinch of subcutaneous fat, but that 1-2 combo, tesamorelin and ipamorelin, are fantastic. I could talk to you for an hour about peptides. I did recently write an article. If you go to bengreenfieldlife.com and search for peptides, I wrote an article about some of the better stacks out there. But here's the secret. Here's the secret. And I haven't talked about this much. The new thing is peptide bioregulators. Anybody taking these right now? The peptide bioregulators. Oh, Tim, you're on top of it. All right, good. Okay, so Tim, that's why he's bench pressing 700 pounds now on that ARX machine downstairs. He's on the peptide bioregulators. Anybody else hear of these? Use them? Okay, so these are basically tiny amino acid sequences, and typically you take about 10 to 12 of them at a time. It's cool because, unlike regular peptides, they're oral. They don't have to be injectable. They can be injectable, but they're pretty well absorbed orally, and they target the liver, the spleen, the pancreas, the gonads, the intestines, the thyroid. And so basically the anti-aging research out of Russia in terms of lifespan extension on these things is astounding. Astounding. There's other longevity enhancing peptides like MOTSI, for example, is another very common one. But these peptide bioregulators, what you do is just a 10-day protocol of that, 2 or 3 times a year. One of the best things you can do in the anti-aging department. You feel really good on them too. You recover faster, you feel better. So peptide bioregulators, I use those in the morning now if I'm on a 10-day cycle of those. I take a few of the Keon Flex, and you know, I own this supplements company called Keon, so I eat them on dog food. And I take the Keon Flex because it only works if you take it on an empty stomach. So I'll take that in the morning. If I forget, I take it in the evening, but always on an empty stomach. So that's how I fight like joint pain and inflammation. A lot of times I'll do the prescriptions. Who's walking around here with the blue mouth? Yeah. A few people. Okay, so those blue mouth people, they're getting methylene blue into the system, which when combined with infrared light is one of the best ways to upregulate the cytochrome C oxidase activity in the mitochondria and increase your level of ATP, and you feel fantastic on it. It's a little bit of a natural anti-malarial too, so theoretically it may help out a little bit with viral infections and immune systems and things like that. Now, interestingly, a lot of people think they gotta do it in the mouth and get the mouth all blue. It's actually absorbed in the gastric system as well. It's absorbed in the gastric system. You tend to pee a little bit of almost like a green, you know, because yellow plus blue is green. And so my wife always get pissed on the day that I do the methylene blue, because she's like, Ben, the toilet's green again. You'll clean it off and I get the baking soda and scrub it out. But it's worth it. You feel pretty good on this stuff. But what you do is you combine it with infrared light. So you take this methylene blue. And, you know, the second thing I do in the day once I've kind of gotten all this stuff done is I go downstairs and I start work, and I've got the light panels on. So the methylene blue is amazing when combined with the infrared light. And then typically, you know, a lot of times I'll do a microdose of like a plant medicine. And I really think that's, you know, there's a lot of people using like the high dose plant medicine for trauma and for therapy and for an excuse to do drugs and have it sound like it's a noble, laudable thing, going to ayahuasca for your 38th time down in the Amazon. But I think a lot of these, I think the reason God put a lot of these compounds on the planet was not necessarily to go, you know, like figure out how to fix all your problems. I think there's better ways to do that. But in very, very small doses, amazing, amazing for cognitive enhancement. And, you know, they're a little more difficult to get your hands on. You know, legalization varies from country to country. But yeah, like a microdose of mushrooms, microdose of LSA, microdose of Wachuma. So I'll typically do a microdose at least once or twice a week, and it really, really seems to help out with cognition and energy. A new one that I'm doing, Dr. Ian Mitchell, he recently flew up to my house and he shared with me, I don't know if anybody heard my interview with him, he shared with me some fantastic research on this stuff that he's developed called Neural RX, and he's showing some really cool cool data on reverse of Alzheimer's and dementia with a daily little tablespoon of this. So I make my big ass morning smoothie most days, but I put a little tablespoon of that Neural RX in there, and it's just amazing for cognition. So that's kind of a new one. He's got all sorts of great products, but that one is absolutely amazing. The other one that he's making now is called the Resistor. And you know, a lot of people now are into ozone treatments, like blood ozonation, drinking ozonated water, doing, you know, you can even do like a rectal or a vaginal insufflation of ozone to really get it into the bloodstream. But the thing is, he makes these little ozone capsules. So if you don't have an ozone generator, if you don't have access to a doc that could do ozone, you can literally swallow one or literally put it up like a suppository, and it just gets a bunch of ozone into your system without having to use an ozone generator. And I've been using that for the past couple of months, kind of experimenting with how I feel with that versus using an ozone generator. They work surprisingly well. So the two that I use from here were the Neural RX and the Resistor, which is the ozonator one. And then the other one I'm kind of into right now, they're downstairs. The Bioptimizers folks have a fantastic little box called Newtopia. It's all these kind of like done-for-you smart drugs and nootropics. You don't use all this stuff every day. Your head would explode if you did. But you know, you kind of choose different things for different days depending on the cognitive needs. And you know, a lot of those things, you know, in terms of the type of things I'm taking in the morning for supplements, that's basically it. Okay, so got the morning glass of water and the supplements, and then I kind of get the body moving for a little while, get the blood flowing. Now, typically for me, I'll do 10 to 15 minutes of deep tissue work. So I got one room in the house, and I've got, like, you know, Kelly Starrett's Becoming a Supple Leopard, some other mobility books. I just go hunting. I go hunting for all the spots in the tissue that are tight or sore, and I'll use like a Theragun or a massage gun and a foam roller. I use one called a rumble roller that's nice and stiff and has ridges coming off of it. I'll use little lacrosse balls. I have this whole room with all these little body devices. So I figure, you know, 10 to 15 minutes a morning, I'm getting at least 70 minutes of deep tissue work. You know, I interviewed this guy named Joel Green. Fantastic, super smart guy. He should come over here and talk at some point. He'd be a great guest. And he talks about keeping your old muscle young. Keeping your old muscle young. One of the ways you do that is you reduce a lot of the fascial adhesions and restore mobility and oxygen and blood flow to the tissue. And so every morning, I'm doing something to keep my tissue young. I remember I even interviewed this gal named Olga, who was an old track star, and she was like 80-plus-year-old track star, and she had to keep the wine bottle next to her bed, and she'd wake up at night and kind of roll her body with the wine bottle. You know, when you travel, you can take a Nalgene bottle, wrap it in a towel, all sorts of ways you can do this. You can use the handle of a kettlebell. But I mean, I do it. I have all my clients, you know, they got their daily, you know, morning body movement, and it's really, really great for just keeping the body put together, that this morning deep tissue work. So enormously important. And what I do now is I have one of those little mini trampoline rebounders, you know, really good for lymph flow. And this is all in just 10 to 15 minutes. And I put on if you guys haven't tried the biocharger yet, try that one out, because I'll jump up and down the trampoline in front of this biocharger, and it's just blasting my body, you know, back to Tesla's quote, with all these wonderful electrical activities while I'm bouncing up and down the trampoline, get off, do the foam rolling, and my body just feels great because I got the water and I've done the Ayurvedic stuff and I've bounced and I've done the biocharger. And then what I do is I move into the one thing that I do that keeps the whole day from going to crap. And it's like magic. This is like magic. It sounds a little woo, but it works. So in the morning, once I've done all this stuff and I've kind of gotten the blood flowing so I'm not going to fall asleep while I'm meditating and praying, what I do is I go upstairs. And if you have kids, this is great. This is great for your kids. Your spouse is going to thank you. And what I do is I go through the whole like living room. And even if you're single and you're living by yourself, do this. It makes the morning amazing. And I light incense. And I put on this wonderful, like, relaxing music. I like a channel on Spotify called Soaking Worship. It makes the whole house seem like this temple. And I'll kind of dim the lights, and then I'll get out a meditation cushion. I sit on the living room floor. A lot of times I'll call down my sons if they're up, and they'll join me. And we just spend about 20 minutes reading a devotional, reading the Bible, and praying, and meditating together, and smelling this wonderful incense, and listening to the wonderful music. And it's just, when you start your day like that, and it's really, really hard, you guys, because I want to go get shit done. Like, I'm a driven guy. And for me to sit on a meditation cushion when I know what's going on with all the emails and the inbox in my computer downstairs is really tough. It's really tough. It took me a long time to build up the willpower to do that. But I keep it, you know, I keep the incense right on the table. I keep the meditation cushion super accessible. I keep the Bible and the devotional right there. So it's all, you know, I reduce any barriers to entry, and I just get in there and do it. And it gives you, It's really weird because you take that 20 minutes and you do it, and it's like magically you get a whole bunch of extra time in the day, and you're more peaceful and you feel better. And I don't actually do that when I travel, because believe it or not, I don't travel with incense sticks and a meditation cushion and pillow and a Bluetooth speaker for the soaking worship music. What I do when I travel is I use an app. I use an app, and it's the same thing. It gives me affluence of time and allows me to just start the day with a pause. That's the name of the app I use. It's called Pause. It's by this guy named John Eldridge, and it's just basically 3, 5, or 10 minutes. And typically, when I get out of bed or once I've kind of done some of my stretching in my hotel room, I put it on. I typically stand in front of the window, you know, looking out over the city or out of my hotel room window, and I just listen to that. I force myself to slow down and take care of my spirit early on in the day. Okay, because that's the one part of us that's going to go on and live for eternity. And that's the one part of us that sometimes, you know, we get caught up with all the body stuff and the brain stuff, and we forget, gosh, this soul, this is the eternal part of me. That's the part that you really got to make sure that you take care of. Okay, and you got to take care. I've tried in the afternoon, evening, it's not the same. So in the morning is the time to do it. Okay, so after I've done all that, I grab a beverage. Okay, typically some kind of a hot beverage, varies all the time. A lot of people think, because, you know, I sell coffee, and one of the things my company sells is coffee. I actually don't eat my own dog food every day. I'll have coffee typically like 2 or 3 times a week, sometimes a little bit more when I travel for an extra kick of caffeine, which is nice, because when you travel, you want that caffeine to really hit your system, you know, because you're out of your time zone, sometimes you need a little bit more energy. But typically I'll do a little bit of like lion's mane and psilocybin, or I'll do a little bit I like a little kratom tea, you know, not like the dense hyper-concentrated kratom, which is tough on the liver, but just like a little natural kratom powder. I'll do a little bit of the 4 sigmatic mushrooms. I really like this cacao drink made by a company called My Cacao. It's like cacao nibs and cacao shells. It's like drinking chocolate, but it doesn't have any calories in it. And I'll add a little cayenne pepper and a little salt to that, a little stevia. It's like a spicy chocolate drink, but that's kind of like, it's like my reward to myself for the meditation. Like, I'm a big fan of giving yourself rewards for doing certain things. I think, okay, if I do the meditation, then I get to go and have my drugs. And I'll go and get my coffee, and then I head downstairs. I head downstairs to my office, and I know if you guys follow me on Instagram or whatever, you've probably seen some pictures of my office. There's all the technologies in there, but the ones that I use every day is I've got a short red light panel and a big red light panel. And the short red light panel's in front of me so I can type. The big ones behind me cover my whole body, and I do red light therapy. And what I do during the red light therapy is I run the NanoV, and that's just the device. I don't think they're here presenting at the expo. Is NanoV here? Tim, okay, but it creates like this kind of beneficial reactive oxygen species production, which helps with cell signaling and decreasing inflammation. So I have one of those on my desk, and I'll have like a nasal cannula and put that on, or I'll breathe the air through a little device that it has that allows you to breathe the air. And then on my head, I'll put this thing called a NanoV. It's like a cup of coffee for your skull, and you can trigger alpha brainwaves or gamma brainwaves with it. And the NanoV is super interesting. It's really targeted red light therapy. I think the best of the best protocol or not the NanoV, the V light, the other V thing, VIE light. And so they have kind of a new system that I've been experimenting with, because again, like, this is the first time I've given this talk, so this is all fresh and new stuff. And what it is it's a little light that goes over your gut or your thymus, another one that triggers the vagus nerve in the back of the skull, and then the full head with 3 lights about here and 1 light here. And it originally was developed for people with Alzheimer's and dementia, but it's essentially triggering the mitochondria in the neural tissue. And I use that preventively. I use that preventively. A slightly higher genetic risk for Alzheimer's and dementia. So what I do is I'll use just a little bit of that red light, and not every day, okay? You can generate excessive reactive oxygen species and free radicals if you use the red lights too much, okay? So I'll go 20 minutes maximum treatment time with the full body red light, 20 minutes about 3 times a week with this whole V-Light setup. The one that I use is called the V-Light Duo. You can set it in alpha mode, which actually works really, really great for sleep too, if you wear it, like if you're reading a book before bed, or in gamma mode, which is a higher 40 hertz signal. And then the other two that come with it, they're called the body. And so it's this new like package that V-Light will send you. So they have the head, which was called the Duo, and then the one that goes here, and the one that goes on the back of the head for the vagus nerve, and then it has the two little nasal lights that go in your nose, and it looks amazing. No, actually, it doesn't look amazing. It looks super nutty and dorky, but it feels amazing, and it really just gets your brain going. And so that's typically how I start the day. The other thing I didn't mention is the grounding mat. You know, there's a lot of back and forth about grounding mats and whether they're healthy or not. I think that in a properly grounded home, you're still getting subjected to some of the surges in AC electricity from the home if you're using a grounding mat and you're plugging it into the wall, even in a properly grounded outlet. So my opinion right now to play it safe is if you're going to use one of these grounding mats, I have just like a little metal wire with a stake that goes out to my yard. If you have like a yard that you can plug it out in. And so I stand on that when I'm working in my office during the day, which simulates me standing outside barefoot, right, like mimicking the natural electromagnetic frequencies of the planet, okay? And so that's the morning. You know, I get up at 5 p.m. By the time I'm done with that stuff, it's about 11 or 5 a.m. And it's about 11 p.m. by the time I get done with all that stuff. So it takes me about 16 hours to get through my morning. No, I mean, any of the people who mess around, you know what it's like. It's like brushing your teeth. Once you get all this stuff, you set it all up, it's like you don't even think about it. You know, you just, so, yeah, I just go from thing to thing and get the body all optimized. I mean, literally, that's like maybe an hour right there, you know. And if I'm getting up at 4:45, 5, like I'm ready to rock and start the day at 6. We actually are kind of done because then I start working. Okay, so then I go downstairs, I work. And so for the first hour of my day, I'm working on the important stuff, you know, the eating the frog, as they say, getting on with all the proactive work. I save a lot of the reactive work, the emails, the phone calls. I save a lot of that for the afternoon when my decision-making fatigue is a little higher. So in the morning, I go on and do all my creation, all my proactive work, And so then I'm working typically for about an hour and a half, to about 7:30 a.m. At 7:30 a.m., what I do is I gather the whole family, and we meet as a family at the beginning of the day. This is actually stuff I'm super passionate about talking about right now. I'm writing a parenting book, a massive parenting book. It's called Boundless Parenting, and I'm interviewing like 30 different amazing parents from around the planet. I'm learning so much from all of them. It's like the book that I wish had existed when I was a parent. Because I know my kids are going to be in prison, but they wouldn't be if I'd have read this book. And so basically, I gather the whole family. I gather the whole family. It's important to have that like team huddle at the beginning of the day. And what we do is we go through the Spiritual Disciplines Journal, which is a little journal that I wrote where you start off saying what you're grateful for that morning, and you write down who you can pray or help or serve that day. I'm not a big fan of the daily affirmations that are like me, 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 I, you know, I'm good, I'm great, I'm wonderful, and gosh darn it, people like me. I like the positive self-talk, but it's even better to start your day back to the spirit of loving people with your purpose. You start your day by figuring out who you're going to love that day. You want to love everybody, but like one person who you're going to go out of your way to do something really, really special for. And you write that down in the journal. And then we finish it. And so we're meditating, we're breathing. We finish with tapping. And here's what's cool. So my whole morning meditation routine that I do with my family and the evening meditation routine that I do with my family, I've actually recorded all of that. And if you go down to the Brain Tap place downstairs, and we're actually going to give one of these away today. This is the Brain Tap. My whole morning meditation routine and evening meditation routine is programmed into the Brain Tap using light sound stimulation. And so I walk you through the whole thing. So that's pretty cool. And I'm going to give one of these away at the end of my session to whoever asks the best question. And if we don't have any time for questions, I'll figure something else out, like whoever's got the best costume on. So there's a note on here for me. Oh, you can try it out down there. And they're doing a Brain Tap headset and a one-year subscription for £1,000. I don't even know what £1,000 is. That sounds like an ass ton of money. But anyways, they've got them down there. But the long story short, though, is you can if you're on the power user section, go to Ben Grief. I got 3 sessions. I got morning meditation, evening meditation. I put my daily prayer in there too. So you can put it on and just blast yourself off into the spiritual universe. And it works really well. Okay, so we finish with the family. We have our team huddle, clap, team hug. We talk about what everybody's doing that day. And then I'll go use the bathroom. Obviously, we like to biohack our poops as well, right? So pretty straightforward here. Yeah, the squatty potty. Right, so you train your rectum. You guys have seen this one, right? It looks like you're 7 foot tall NBA basketball player taking a poop on a toddler's toilet. Your rectum isn't kinked though, so it feels great. It is hard when you're traveling and you gotta like stack up remote controls and the hard cushions from the living room, drag the coffee table in there but yeah, they actually make a portable squatty potty. But I do the squatty potty once a week. I'll do a coffee enema for the gallbladder and the liver health. I like the orange mocha frappuccinos for that, but you could use whatever you want, preferably like a black organic coffee. So I'm a huge fan of that. And then the other thing that I mess around with now is pelvic relaxation, neurofeedback, and breathing exercises. If anybody in here struggles with things like incontinence or constipation or anything like that, there's a special form of breathing called hypopressive breathing and some special different neural feedback exercises that you can do that really allow your pelvic muscles to relax properly when you go to the bathroom. And it's kind of a funny name. It's obviously for women, but I think the best book out there to learn about this stuff, I think she might actually be from the UK, the author, is called The Empowered Flower. The Empowered Flower. And, you know, it's written for women who want, strong like bull vaginas, but it's also just great for anybody who wants to like strengthen a lot of the pelvic musculature and learn how to control the pelvic musculature. You know, and I mean, a lot of transfers, everything from sports to sex to going to the bathroom, like just learning how to control these muscles a little bit more effectively. And so I do a lot of these kind of breathing exercises and relaxation exercises, and that really helps with the morning bowel movement. And then once I use the restroom, I typically try to do something easy and restorative. Aside from a couple days of the week, I'll do something hard in a fasted state. Why do I do something hard on a fasted state a couple of days a week?
So you can deplete your glycogen reserves.
Kind of. That's a good, he said so I could deplete my glycogen reserves, but actually I already told you guys why. Yeah, upregulate my NAD salvage pathway. So I quit kind of stopping doing all the hard exercise in the morning. A couple days of the week, I'll do hard exercise in the morning. Rest of the days, I ease myself into the day because your body temperature and your grip strength and your post-workout protein synthesis and your testosterone levels and your reaction time, most of that peaks between about 4 and 6 p.m. in the afternoon. So that's the better time to do your hard workout. So in the morning, it's an easy walk in the sunshine. It's a yoga session. I use the clear light, the infrared sauna for that. I'll jump in a cold tub or a cold pool, and apparently they have cold pools here, and I think they're filling them up. So if I'm going to get in later. I don't know if anybody else is going to get in, but we can do cold pools here too, which would be super fun. And so the cold pool and the heat, or else a walk in the sunshine or some yoga flow, something easy and restorative in the morning, right? Because you're already hypercortisolic in the morning. There's even some, you know, there's some theories that you should save your cup of coffee till like an hour or 2 hours after you get up, because caffeine's kind of hypercortisolic, and why dump cortisol on top of cortisol? I don't know if there's anything to that, but the idea is doing something easy and restorative in the morning is better if you have the freedom in your scheduling to save the harder thing for later on in the day. And then I'll have breakfast after that. Breakfast for me, you know, a lot of people are wondering if I'm doing like the OMAD thing or the compressed feeding. I still have breakfast. You know, I take 15,000 steps a day, and I'm physically active, and I'm all over the place. I have a screaming high metabolism. I got to eat like 3,500 calories a day to even keep weight on. It's a difficult problem, but somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to eat all the steaks and smoothies. So my smoothie, you know, I eat my own dog food. Yeah, I realize, and I'm fully self-conscious that my smoothie looks like a commercial for my supplements company, but I mean that's basically what I do. Is I'll do a couple of scoops of the Keon, you know, we have grass-fed whey protein. I'll put a couple of scoops of the colostrum in there, which is great for nourishing the gut. Typically, I'll put some aminos in there for bioavailable amino acids. They've even shown that essential amino acids combined with whey protein result in better protein synthesis than the amino acids or the protein alone. So I kind of put amino acids on top of the protein. Do some fish oil, about 4 grams of fish oil. I like to throw a little bit of ketones in there to keep my appetite satiated. I'll throw some probiotics in there, some digestive enzymes. A lot of times I'll just blend all my supplements in with the smoothie. And then I'll just pour that all over like ice, bone broth, things like that. And the only thing I didn't put up here, I don't think I put it up here, because I didn't want to freak you guys out too much, is I do raw liver in that morning smoothie. And it's like lifeblood. Like when I'm traveling, because I don't do liver when I travel, and when I get home, I drink this liver smoothie, and my body's like, what's going on? Because what I do is I'll take liver, like really good grass-fed, grass-finished liver, typically from cows. I order it from U.S. Wellness Meats. You can get good sources. There's some guys here selling liver downstairs. We can always use that as an option too, or ask them where they're getting their liver. But I order it, I thaw it out, and I soak it in kefir. Kefir or buttermilk has enzymes in it to help to break down the liver. And then I'll rinse it out, put it in Nutribullet, blend it up, pour it into little like popsicle molds. Oh, only 10 minutes left. All right, that's okay. Because they say I have 10 minutes left, but I'm talking tomorrow too, so we can always, you know, if we got to cut it off early, we'll just keep going tomorrow. And so And so I'll put all this stuff into the smoothie, the raw liver, and you freeze them, and they're just amazing. Now, the only thing is, if you do a lot of organ meats, there's a great new book about this called Drop Acid. It's a fantastic title. It talks about the potential for uric acid if you're doing a lot of purine-rich foods, you know, a lot of seafood, a lot of organ meats. This is an issue. I tested my uric acid levels. They're like twice as high as they should be. And so there are certain things that will help to decrease uric acid levels if you're doing a lot of organ meats. Two of the top things you can take is quercetin. Okay, quercetin, it's the one that's spelled with the Q. You've probably seen it before. And then tart cherry. And so if you're doing a lot of organ meats, I recommend you look into some things that'll help to decrease uric acid levels, or read that book, Drop Acid. Okay, so work, this is like the morning work. This is basically what it looks like. I use a stand-up desk. The one I use is made by Ergonomics. I like it because it's got a little push button on it. It'll go up and down as you want. If I'm sitting down, I'll use a chair. It's called a saddle chair. It's designed to accustom to the shape of your pelvis really nicely. Or use a stool. There's one by Focal Uprate called the Mogo. Got a treadmill next to the desk and a topo mat. This is kind of what my desk setup kind of looks like. You know, right there, I'm sitting on a little ergonomic bicycle that I have. But basically, the workplace ergonomics is really, really important. I think one of the best books to really wrap your head around workplace ergonomics is also by Kelly Starrett. That one's called Deskbound. Deskbound, really, really great book for just setting everything up properly. Okay, elbows at 90 degrees, nice big monitor. I use one called a BenQ that reduces eye screen or eye strain. I use a program called Iris to also reduce eye strain and reduce the temperature of the monitor. And I'm very, very conscious talking about shifting in a different position every day. And even if you don't have, you know, a treadmill in your workspace, there's a lot of stuff that you can do to maximize your energy levels during a typical workday. And I'm always taking movement snacks as well during the day. These little Pomodoro breaks. You know, I recently wrote an article about all the different like little body movements that you can do to optimize your body. If you haven't looked up GOTA yet, look up GOTA. That one's based on the principles that if you look at little human babies or indigenous tribes, they got an interior foot rotation about 22 and a half degrees, an interior hand rotation about 22 and a half degrees. And so what that means is if you can train your body to be in that position, you'll produce more force and maintain a little bit more of an elastic coil. So these GOTA exercises are fantastic. G-O-A-T-A. I realize I'm skimming over some of this stuff, but I'm trying to give you some resources that you can then take a deeper dive into. The hypopressive exercises, I mentioned that book, Empowered Flower. These are exercises where you'll do, for example, a deep breath in, and you hold it, and then gradually let it all out, and then you do kind of a Valsalva. And what that does is it pulls all your pelvic muscles and pelvic organs up a little bit, because as you get older, gravity starts to push all these down. Fantastic. I think especially if you're over the age of about 40, male or female, and you want to really focus on pelvic and lower intestinal organ health, learning some hypopressive breathing tactics are fantastic. I do a lot of the Ben Patrick's knees over toes stuff these days, and a lot of the core foundation exercises by Dr. Eric Goodman. These ones are really, really great for decompressing the spine and the back. Basically, it kind of looks like this. You're in this position. You put your hands here, you kind of stick your butt out, arch the back, and then you'll draw your hands up and bring your arms forward, and you'll kind of hold this position and breathe, and then trace the thumbs back. Anybody who I work with who's got compressive issues or discompression issues, we do a lot of those type of exercises, and they're fantastic for eliminating low back pain. That's Dr. Eric Goodman. His book is called True to Form, and he has an app called the Foundation app that works really, really well for that. And then light, you know, like I mentioned, the circadian rhythm begins at the beginning of the day, right? And so a lot of people are wearing the blue light blocker glasses in the middle of the day. You don't want to do that, right? You want to optimize your circadian rhythm at the beginning of the day, unless you're trying to kind of phase shift your circadian rhythm forwards and reduce any exposure to blue light until later on. But basically, what I do is you can see that little circle above my desk. That's a little blue light generator. And then if I'm traveling, a lot of times I'll use these glasses that generate a blue-green light very similar to sunlight spectrum called the retimers. And then in my ears, I'll put in the human charger. And then for the daytime, I'll use the Raw Optics yellow lenses. And I don't use the red ones until the evening. So in the morning, I'm constantly thinking, okay, how can I get light, 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 light? Like that's a big, big focus of mine early on in the day. And then, of course, you reverse all that. Whenever the sun's about to set in whatever area of the world that you happen to be in, that's when you switch to total elimination of blue light. You take out the red headlamp, you put on the red light glasses, you turn the red incandescent bulbs, and you turn everything into torch light or firelight. Okay, so then we get to midday. And again, like I doubt that I'll get through all of this just to be respectful of time and make sure that the schedule stays on track. And so I'm going to tell you about the midday, and then I think what's probably going to work really well, if you guys are cool with this, since I'm on here, I'm on stage for like hour tomorrow, is I'll finish up the presentation tomorrow and then keep going with Q&A tomorrow. And I think that'll work really well. So I'm glad that we got that other session tomorrow for that. Okay, so lunch. What are we for lunch? My diet, and again, there's no one perfect diet for everyone. You know, I have you know, anybody who I'm writing a nutrition plan for, they do genetic testing and salivary and blood and urine, and we look at DNA, and we look at all the different things that will help us to customize. Even if you read my book, Boundless, there's 13 different diets at the end of my book, Boundless, with instructions. Okay, here's the diet to choose based on this blood pattern, this DNA pattern, this urine, stool. And so the reason for that is because the dark and dirty secret in the nutrition industry is if you want to make a lot of money, right, you write a book and you tell people, oh, this is the one diet for all of humankind. But it's just not that simple, right? We all have a great deal of genetic dissimilarity, and the ketogenic diet that helped your neighbor lose 20 pounds might cause, you know, high cholesterol and inflammation in you because you have a poor gallbladder or liver function, or, you know, familial hypercholesteremia, or, you know, or something like that. And so what I do and what I feel really good on is I currently eat a largely nose-to-tail-based carnivore diet. Okay, a lot of bone broth, a lot of bone marrow, a lot of liver, a lot of heart, kidney. I'll even do testicles. I do, you know, ribeye steaks, like you name it. Nose-to-tail, carnivore-based diet, all really, really well-sourced. Most of my carbohydrates come from tubers, carrots, parsnips, beet, purple potatoes, yams, sweet potato, and the like. Little bit of extra carbs from raw honey and berries, and then I dress all that up. I got two things. It's just all over my pantry. Well, three things, really. I got a bunch of the Primal Kitchen condiments, right, for the mayonnaise and the ketchup. Just dress it all up. I've got a bunch of the natural cold-pressed seed oils. About the only seed oils I'm going to have are ones that have not been exposed to oxidation or rancidity or a lot of heat. So I use a company called Andreas Seed Oils. You know, I'll use their flax oil and chia seed oil and pumpkin seed oil and sunflower seed oil. And it's a safe seed and nut-based oil. Not a lot of seed and nut-based oils are safe, as I think most of you know. And I use a bunch of the vegetable powders from Dr. Thomas Cowan. So I'm doing very few. Like I used to back in the day, you know, do the big kale smoothies and the giant lunchtime salads. I don't do a lot of that anymore. It's mostly like meats, carnivore-based compounds, a little bit of bone broth, and then I'll do a lot of these vegetable powders, and I'll do a lot of the seed oils and a little bit of Primal Kitchen dressing. And then the other things that I do that work really, really well, I make collagen bites. So I have these little Jell-O bites. So anytime I got like a midnight craving or want a snack after dinner, I literally just do homemade Jell-O. It's very easy. You know, grass-fed gelatin over a little bit of coconut water or regular water. Put any flavoring agents that you want in there. Heat it up. Stir it as it's heating up. Pour it into little molds, and you got homemade Jell-O. And it's like the most satiating stuff ever. I'll usually put a bunch of amino acids and collagen in there too. So it's literally like one little bite of Jell-O has as much amino acids and collagen as a giant, like a 20-ounce steak. So that's a really, really good tip. It's super satiation for the appetite, digests incredibly well. In the evening, I'll do a little bit of like a chia seed slurry as well, or a sea moss gel, like a lot of these gel slurries. You know, if you look at Gerald Pollack's research at the University of Washington on water, that a lot of the water that's in like a chia seed slurry, or that's in like a sea moss gel, or even those collagen bites, it's in more of a gel-like structure, and it's very, very nourishing. It's to the gut. It's very, very hydrating as well. So thinking about getting a lot of your water from some of these water-rich like slurries and puddings and things like that's a great idea. And then I'll do a lot of the pumpkin mash, Serenity Baby Foods. It's funny. I actually have baby food almost every day. There's a company in the U.S. called Serenity Baby Foods. They make these wonderful like salmon, olive oil, grass-fed beef, you know, beet, and it's all blended up in these little pouches. And I'll just open up a pouch of that and have one of those with lunch. And then I just do a bunch of organ meat capsules, you know, liver, heart, kidney, you name it. So I'm getting organ meats a couple of times a day. And that's literally my lunch. Like, every single day, something just like that feels fantastic. It's a great, great lunch. Digest really well. And then I settle in for a nap. And for my nap, I'll do a little bit of a reishi extract. Reishi, I think, is one of the better adaptogens to take in the middle of the day that doesn't leave you sleepy, because I'll typically tuck in for like a 20 to 40 minute nap after lunch. Or, you know, some of my clients, I'll just climb under their desk at work and, you know, put on the brain tap or put on a new calm or anything like that and just kind of go to la-la land. I typically will climb inside the hyperbaric chamber, or I'll lay on the PEMF mat, which is very, very similar to like the grounding mat that I talked about, but it concentrates the frequency frequencies a little bit more heavily. I'll put on, like I mentioned, the New Calm or the Brain Tap. I'll use the Apollo or the Hapbi. I didn't write it on there, but another one, and they're actually here at the expo, called the Sensate. I'll also use that. It uses a haptic sensation to lull you off into sleep. And so I'll just like hack my nap. And in terms of the difference of just like laying down and trying to sleep versus stacking a lot of that stuff and just totally shutting off the brain and shifting yourself into a relaxed state very, very rapidly, that stuff works super, super duper well. Okay, so the next thing that I do is I get up and I deadlift 1,000 pounds, and no, I'm just kidding. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pause right there, and we're going to pick this up tomorrow, but like I promised, not only am I going to go down to the book sign table and answer some of you guys' questions there, I'm going to leave you with bated breath for the sequel, for part two. Well, I'll talk about dinner in the afternoon, and then I'll talk a lot about hacking your sleep, which I know a lot of people want to know about. So we'll cover more of that stuff. Is that cool if we keep going tomorrow during the slotted Q&A time and just basically do questions as well? But I got a brain tap. So I am going to answer one question today. Can I give this away, Nicholas, to whoever asks the best question?
Absolutely.
It's worth 1,000 pounds, and it weighs 1,000 pounds. All right. So, if you think you've got a really, really great question, I'm just going to like pick somebody blindly. And it was either you or you whose hand first went up. And because I'm a big believer in ladies first, go ahead.
I'd love to know what your wife does.
That's a sucky question. You're not getting the brain tap. My wife, my amazing, lovely, beautiful, angelic wife, does jack shit. She didn't do anything. If I want her to do anything, I gotta like talk to a doctor and then have the doctor talk to her, or else like leave a book laying out and pretend I wasn't the person who left the book out. No, my wife, she plays tennis, she feeds the goats and chickens, she does a little bit of hiking, and she's got a pretty amazing life. She just kinda hangs out and, you know, gets her nails done. Yeah. So, but she's doing all right. She doesn't do a lot of the biohacks. But I'll tell you one thing, just to give you some practical advice. One thing she does, she feels amazing on. There's a protocol that she started recently. She feels amazing on it, like libido, energy, sleep, everything. Is she started using the Quiksilver Scientific progesterone and DHEA. For women, especially as they age, that's a really, really great stack. It's a transdermal progesterone kind of on the inside of the arm. You combine that with a little bit of the oral DHEA. Guys, the DHEA will over-aromatize. Be careful with DHEA, guys. But for women, it's really, really great. So progesterone, DHEA, she does do that. Yeah. So anyways, you ready? Okay. Here we go. All right. Good job.
More than ever these days, people like you and me need a fresh, entertaining, well-informed, and often outside-the-box approach to discovering the health and happiness and hope that we all crave. So I hope I've been able to do that for you on this episode today. And if you liked it, or if you love what I'm up to, then please leave me a review on your preferred podcast listening channel, wherever that might be. And just find the Ben Greenfield Life episode. Say something nice. Thanks so much. It means a lot.